Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Don't sing.
I'm trying something new. I just pulled that off.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Tobin.
I just pulled that off.
You supposed to say hi, y'all.
How you live, doing here?
You live on a farm.
Oh, man.
Up north.
Let me tell you about life on the farm yesterday. So, I've had this dollhouse that got gifted to my daughter.
That you're supposed to build and you haven't built.
I'm supposed to build. I haven't built this thing. It's a Christmas gift from my sister-in-law.
What? We're halfway to next Christmas.
I know. And it was just her birthday, and she just got a boatload of more stuff. Very blessed little girl, this daughter of mine. But this thing is just, it's so big. And it was just a giant box. And I was like, you know what? You just have those days, sometimes as a man, when you're just like, I'm going to tackle that today. And so I opened it up.
And it was 1,000 pieces.
Yes. And I'm like, this was a huge mistake. And my daughter's there waiting in anticipation.
Excited. Yeah, so you can't stop.
And so I'm like, you know, honey, I actually saw my tools aren't working. I don't think I can do this. So I was going to put it back because I immediately regretted my decision. I thought this is something I can knock out in 20 minutes. No. This is going to be an undertaking. And here's the problem. It's kind of like Pandora's box. Literally this box, once I opened it, there was no putting it back in. So I can't have all these pieces. So it was go time. This thing, Leroy, took me 3.5 hours to build.
Now,
it's the most ridiculous dollhouse I've ever seen in my life.
Now, you're not a man unless you had some extra pieces, some extra screws.
Of course. Of course.
What? Now,
I was like, afterwards, I was like, what is this plastic thing for? What are these screws for? That's for the later drawer.
Now, me and my wife can't do that together, but she likes doing that stuff. Me, I'll go monkey on a cupcake on it after like 15 minutes. Like, what the hell? What is R2? Where are the R2 screws?
Jeez, man.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's time now for your chance to win $1,000 right now in the 1,000s free contest. Your word this hour in the 1,000s free contest is free. Free. F-R-E-E. Text that to 72881. Should have known that if you came in to free ride on this show, man. Pay attention. 72881, text free. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXY-AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
Believe it or not, there's actually lots of headlines today.
Really?
Lots of stuff going on.
I'm glad you're here, because if Beast was here, and happy birthday, Beast. Should we wish him a happy birthday,
or did he email us to remind him to wish him a happy birthday?
Well, he kind of did. Like, he texted us, and he's like, happy birthday to me. This terrible thing is happening to me. And I was like, happy birthday.
Why does he do that?
I don't know.
I kind of wish he was here so we could do it like we did last year and have callers call in and wish him a happy birthday.
Ooh. That never went over too well, did it? No.
What do we got, man?
All right, let's start off with something basic. The Cavaliers and the Celtics, you got the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, Game 5 in Boston. Boston, a slight one-point favorite, basically a pick 'em.
You know what happened last night? Business picked up.
Oh, yes, it did.
Ooh. Business picked up in the NBA playoffs.
Hey, I'm thinking, I'm watching that game, and I'm like, you know who may be a little disgruntled, unhappy? Is, who's the Blash Brothers?
Steph or Clay?
No, not Steph. Huh?
You think Clay?
Clay.
You think Clay's disgruntled?
I just think he's there for the taking.
He hurt his knee.
They need a big man.
He did hurt his knee. They need a big man. Yeah. I mean, Riley would have to take like the owner's puppies hostage to even get a phone call on that one.
They're friends.
They are friends. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
What else we got, Robbie?
All right. Big news out of the UFC, Tobin, that ESPN has agreed to broadcast 30 UFC events per year in a five-year deal. Starting in 2019, the deal is worth $1.5
billion. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They doubled their TV deal, and it's on ESPN, so I'm sure they'll get a lot of coverage of it. And it's pretty awesome, man. I'm excited about it. They got that, and they got the ESPN Plus, and it's cool because now you don't have to go scrambling around looking on FS1, FS2. Fox Sports Deportes, wherever the hell I gotta go. I don't have WSVN blacking out the undercard on a Fox card. I'm excited about it.
Now, I have a question for you, since, you know, we've had UFC fighters on this show plenty of times, and they're very,
very clean cut,
authentic, to say the least. And ESPN, they have a more pristine reputation. You know, they're a Disney operator. Are they gonna be okay with all this possible foul language airing live on their networks?
Nah,
Fox doesn't.
They'll probably just, you know what the thing is, though? I feel like our show is cursed. Because we had Daniel Cormier on our show, who's the nicest of nice. He's like Mr. Disney. He cursed on our show.
It's you.
It's not me.
It is you.
How?
Nobody comes on air every time. Why do we have to have our pointer finger ready every time you have a fight guy on?
But I don't feel like I ask them questions. Maybe it's because I have them so comfortable.
No. Here's what you do. When you know one's getting ready to brew, you start smiling because you know it's coming. You had to know soon as you mentioned the champ's name, Tarver was going to lose his mind. You had to know.
Or when you mentioned GSP to Masvidal that he was going to lose his mind.
Well, in fairness, Covington wasn't my fault. I mentioned poker and he started cursing. That one came out of nowhere. That was a haymaker.
Why? He didn't even pause. He didn't oops. Nothing.
Thought it was totally normal.
And then we had Cormier on the day after the Saints got just demoralized.
He was supposed to be in Philadelphia for the championship game the next weekend. Very upset about that.
I feel like we just have bad luck. Anyway, I think Disney will be fine.
Chew!
What else we got, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, you got a Game 7 in the NHL tonight between the Washington Capitals and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I will be looking at the result of that on my phone. Even Game 7. Like,
yeah.
You know what? If it's third period and tied...
Oh,
I'll give it a gander.
Even if it's a one-goal game, the desperation of the empty net coming in.
Of course.
Got to watch that final minute.
And then we'll get our traditional, you know, Stanley Cup of Tampa versus Vegas. What else we got, man?
Oh, you got the Marlins and the Mets tonight.
All
first
right.
pitch, 7:10.
Right.
Thunder Dan Straley. Can we call him that? Is that too disrespectful to
yes.
Thunder Dan?
Yes.
And he's going up against Jacob DeGrom for the Mets, who's lighting it up.
Thunder!
They got a win yesterday.
Hey, do you know who Dr. Jack Ramsey is?
Huh?
You remember Dr. Jack Ramsey?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This Romberg and this Amber the other day.
They didn't know who he was?
What?
They never even remember, heard of Dr. Jack Ramsey.
He used to do the Heat games. And he used to drive from is it Naples?
Yes.
For every game.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Ramsey is a legend. And this Romberg and Amber, they're just
terrible.
Besmirching the legend that was Dr. Jack. Thunder. Anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yes. This was yesterday, but as you know, this is a hot topic. The NFL banned running starts on kickoffs and restricts where players can line up on kickoffs. They're changing the kickoff entirely in the
yeah,
NFL.
Yeah, so like you're not allowed to run, and you have only a certain number of guys who can be outside the numbers or something like that?
Yeah, they eight guys in between the 15 or the restraining line. There's all sorts of new rules. The kickoff's going to be out of football soon.
No, it's not. But the reason why it's so dangerous is I remember my buddy, Harold.
Yep.
Right? He was special teams guru, right? That's all he did. In fact, we used to make fun of him when he actually had to play running back.
He was like Michael Thomas.
Yes. He used to get on the goal line and do like triple jump. And so by the time he got to the 25, woo, wide open. So once that started and then other guys start picking, then they start crossing. Let me explain something to you. There were collisions. So if the guy's not going to – now here's my problem with that. You're giving an advantage to the return team
mm-hmm.
because the guy can't have a running start, so that means he doesn't have enough steam. It makes it easier to block him.
Do they move the distance, Robbie, or is it the same distance?
Well,
what do you mean?
Because the distance has taken a lot of it out anyway because there's so many touchbacks now when they moved it up.
Well, they moved it, didn't they?
You kick off from the 35 now. That's been the case for
right.
a couple years. And now, a touchback, you get the ball on the 25-yard line.
Right.
Mm.
So there's almost no incentive to run back the kickoff
but guess what? Every time they get Every time they catch it, they return it. Every time. If they're close, they're still returning it because it's a game changer. And taking that out of the game, I don't really believe you could take it out. You can do the things that you're doing, okay? But you can't take the plays that affect ball position and control the movement of the game. So a 40-yard return, you're at midfield. It's go time. You stop them inside the 10. Now the defense has an advantage. So it's too much that can happen on that play to eliminate it.
How do they pick what rookies like are good for it?
No. Let me explain to you something. People don't realize you only got 53 guys. And three of them are quarterbacks. Two of them are kickers. And you got a few offensive linemen that, you know, they're not really going to do special teams. So there's the rest. Everybody has to play special teams. I remember one of the biggest Caesar salads I got. That's what we call, you know.
What?
That's what I call it, Caesar salad.
When you just get knocked out?
Yeah. So one of the biggest ones I got was on kickoff. I had never in my life, never made a tackle. So I was on kickoff. Man, I was wide open. I was running full speed. I shook the guy that was blocking me. I'm looking right at the guy with the ball. I'm like,
got him.
Uh-oh, got him. Everybody go be cheering for me. And as soon as I got there, I turned my head to the side. Night-night.
Out.
Got up in the hospital.
Smelling salts?
In the hospital. I was way past smelling salts.
Jeez.
I got up, I had a neck brace on, and I was getting, we're getting ready to send you for a CT scan and an MRI.
Play the next week?
No.
Oh.
No.
When'd you play again?
The following week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well. Good, they gave you a courtesy week.
I'm telling you, that kickoff, wide open, there's number. And then remember, everybody got hip to it. So they used to take their backup offensive lineman and build a wall. And then they stopped that.
Yep.
So they're trying to eliminate it, but you can't really eliminate the play. So, and I think everybody in football understands that it's too much of a game changer to take it out of the game.
Right. It's also like there has to be, even for the rarest times, there has to be those opportunities when there's, and I know it's not that level, but there has to be the opportunities for Duke versus UM. There has to be those opportunities miracles, you know?
That's what makes it so exciting. That's what makes football, that you have certain plays that change the game. And if you eliminate, I mean, they haven't eliminated any part of football that has changed the game. They've tried to kind of protect certain players, you know, whether that's the receiver, you know, running across the middle of the field, but they haven't eliminated, you know, game-changing plays. You can't do it. You can't. What about the onside kick? You eliminate the kickoff, you down by 10 at the end of the game. You can't onside kick because there's no kickoff?
That's the rule that would be in place. You might as well just forfeit. If you're a minute and 50 left, no timeouts.
There's a lot of gamblers that need that garbage touchdown.
Preach. Anything else, Robbie? I know the headlines.
Oh, yeah. We probably should mention that the NFL changed their anthem policy. You know.
Somebody said, hey, Leroy, the week you didn't play was a bye week. No. I remember.
Yeah, we'll get into the NFL. They're now requiring players to stand. So we'll talk about that next.
You gotta fight for your right to play.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Beast is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Fear not. He's not off on some convention or something like that.
How should we view that?
I feel like it's been peaceful.
No, but I'm saying,
how should we view what?
Beast will be back tomorrow. You're like, yeah, we be the three of us again, or the four of us.
I know he'll be so excited. He's just like, you know.
We need him for the Doom Box. It's a chase week. It's a big weekend.
Beast is kind of like that dog that urinates all over the place. But, man, he gives you just that happy face, and, like, you can't help but be happy to see him sometimes.
I think it's like he's Beast, and that's really all you say. It's like we've hung out with him in a lot of different environments, and he doesn't always you know, do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, if you hang out with him enough, you just say, yeah, that's beast.
That's beast.
That's beast.
Is what it is with him.
Yeah.
So as Robbie was saying, as we went to break, the last headline he has, the NFL today announced they have a new policy for the anthem. Everybody must stand for the anthem. You have the right to stay in the locker room or off the field. And if you don't, the league can fine teams. The teams can also fine the player, which I guess is not as dumb as when I read one of the things thrown out by an owner was a 15-yard penalty. That was interesting. A 15-yard penalty? What?
Well, the other team does it too. It's offsetting 15-yard penalties.
Fair point. They got to be in cahoots. So I'll be interested to see.
I'll be interested
to see what the like Kenny Stills and these guys got to say about this, because
they'll stand. Like,
well, you know what's interesting? I kind of felt like in the middle of this last year, this was all going to rest before Donald Trump kind of came out of nowhere and was just
he agitated, make those SOBs stand.
And then it was like, we had the weird song and dance with Jerry Jones where he's doing the can-can before the anthem. We all kneel before the anthem. Then we stand up. I'm Jerry Jones. I'm out here doing weird stuff. And it all just got rehashed. But, okay, you have this policy now. Like, does Eric Reed now get a job because now it's your policy and this shouldn't be a thing? Or does he still not get a gig? And, you know, I feel like the whole ordeal of this has made it go on longer and put a bigger bullseye on the league than handling things the way they should have been, which is probably just, hey, let things go as they go.
Again, a lot of people in the NFL said, look, they have that right to do that. And when this first came out, and it wasn't made a big deal by the league, then you had certain people in the media or the president or whoever that made it a bigger deal, you know, without really understanding why they were doing it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, like, it's easy for the NFL to say, look, we have, you know, a lot of different backgrounds and a lot of people believe in certain things. And if they want to take a stand for something, then they have that right. And that's how this all started. Then all of a sudden, some heavy-handed folks come over the top with it meaning something totally different. And then it got out of hand. So then it started settling down.
Mm-hmm.
Then the president came over the top and said basically this. You need to make those boys stand up.
Yep.
And that's what started it all over again.
Yes.
So it was, everything was going fine. Everybody understood. Then you had a couple of people.
Yeah, really before Trump opened his mouth again last year, the only storyline left was Colin Kaepernick not having a gig. Yeah,
right, that would always be the story. Even if Trump didn't do what he did, you'd still have every scrub quarterback that gets signed. It's, oh, well, how come Kaepernick still doesn't have a job yet?
That was true. But the issue, okay, had moved on. We acknowledge why they're kneeling, and you do your thing. Let's go play some football.
Right. See, the thing that's interesting to me is, like, the NBA also has a policy. You know, they have a policy that you're supposed to stand for the anthem. And, you know, I thought, like, LeBron, he nipped it right in the bud. He's like, look, that's not – I got enough of a platform where I don't need to do that to send my message.
Right.
You know, LeBron
– basketball's different,
LeBron will openly just call the president a bum. And you're right.
Basketball's different. It is. Basketball's different. And to be honest with you, look, I can't say that I would or wouldn't stand. I know I would stand when the message got lost, and then they would say, hey, why are you now standing?
Right.
And then that would be the platform to explain.
Yeah.
And so there's ways to get over it.
Well, you're right, man. Like, that. Look, that was the whole thing of it, if you go back to with Kaepernick. Remember, Kaepernick didn't initially kneel. Kaepernick was off to the side on the bench sitting.
Right.
And they found, remember, he had that relationship with the Navy SEAL who was like, this is probably the most respectful way to do it. Dude was on the sidelines with Kaepernick while he was doing it.
Right.
But you're right. Like, there is something here that got messed up as far as message and intent and all that. All that stuff got lost for it. So I think the thing that I've just found most frustrating is for a league that has done so much to make itself so popular and is been on the cutting edge of making itself must-see TV for 12 months for the shortest season there is,
right,
game-wise. I just feel like they've screwed the pooch on this every which way. Like, they've just done it dopey and just ham-handedly and really just, they should be smarter than this as far as the way they've gone about all of this.
What happened was that if you notice, the NFL is a reactionary league. They react to outside stuff.
Yeah.
Quicker, or, you know, after they've already maybe made decisions.
And more radically, yeah.
So what ended up happening was, is that the league was like, look, we're good. We're cool with this. They have that. And then all of a sudden they started getting a lot of flack from either their sponsors or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to go back and then try to do something. I'm fine with them having a rule. I wish that if they really wanted to put this to bed, have a conversation with the union.
Right.
And say, look, we get what they want to do, but, like, we need to find a way together where we can all just have everybody on the same page and move on. Somebody said, stand up, you piece of bleep.
Well, all right.
All right. I can be honest from this standpoint. I always say I don't know how I would act in that situation for guys to then, after the fact, come and say they would pick the side that's getting the least resistance. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, these guys are on TV saying, oh, I would definitely stand. I'm not going to say it.
A lot of Patriots have, and I'm not talking about people who actually fought in war and are actual national heroes who deserve our respect and
sure.
all that. I've never seen so many people who are this patriotic, because I got to be honest with you. I don't know if you look around a stadium when an anthem is going on. Ain't a lot of people just stopping and freezing.
That's
what's funny to me. Like, we're sitting here and it's just like, it's like, you stand, you mother bleepers, you know, you show respect to this country. It's like, man, everybody, I see people go and get their nachos and
go
their beer.
Go check the beer line when the national anthem's playing. You know what you think? Hey, while this national anthem's on, I can go grab me a couple of beers and a hot dog.
Sneak attack.
And I can be back by the time the kickoff starts.
Yeah, maybe there are some very few people who will always respect it, and good for them. But I'm telling you that there's a lot of phonies out there who have liked to throw on the American flag as a cape and be like, oh, these mother bleepers respect the country. Meanwhile, that guy's playing Candy Crush as the anthem's going on in the middle of his stands while he's waiting for this to go down.
Yeah.
But look, I understand. Like, there's definitely people who have been turned off by it and have stopped watching it. Like,
yes.
I know in my town personally, there's, not surprisingly, like, on the farm, dude's got, like, a giant sign on the front of his farm that says, boycott the NFL, stand for our anthem.
Now, is that worse than people kneeling? Like, look at the stand that you just made.
Right.
Because, like, see, I wouldn't go that far, even if I didn't agree with what they were doing. Like, there's a lot of things that go on in this country that I don't agree with. Should I, like...
You know what I wonder, too? I wonder why, like, the NFL has never just gone to their TV partners and been like, why are we showing the anthem? Why? Like, what?
Because
it is a story that they like to keep chewing on and going forth.
Right.
Like, with all, because, you know, there's been guys, Bill Simmons got let go basically of ESPN early because he criticized Roger Goodell. They definitely wield power over their media partners. Why haven't they just gone and been like, why are we showing this?
Hey, somebody said, I'm going to kneel this season in the stands just to piss off the fake Patriots. I get it, man. We pick a crazy time to be patriotic, though.
I'll tell you who wasn't patriotic, those Russians. When the Russian anthem was going on, they're like, this thing is too long.
Oh,
and that guy's a fake patriot, too.
How could they?
they know all the words to that?
He didn't. That's why he had an iPad as he was reading.
No, but the people around, like the people in front.
Did they?
Yes, they were going with him.
We love Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, man. I wanted to mention this yesterday. This Putin. What a fraud. You see this, Robbie? This unlimited Doom missile that he's got that he pointed towards Miami in simulation?
Oh, my God.
Ending after 22 miles. Putin. Get out of here with your shirtless riding of horses. You're going to come out here and you're going to say you got a Doom missile that can go across the entire ocean and get to Miami. For whatever reason, you want to strike Miami just to show your big Russian cojones. 22 miles. Pfft, hell out of here. Fake Doom missile. Take that elsewhere, Putin. Trying to overreach. Oh, I'm going to have missile that for no reason goes all the way across ocean and hits Miami. Which basically also makes no sense because of all the Russians that are here. You know, they're doing cockamamie crazy business. And Putin's like, yes, we will show them. We will take out Russian headquarters in Miami with all cocaine. Watch this. 22 miles.
Hey,
son of a bitch.
Is that not like an Acme bomb?
Yeah, the coyote buys the bomb. It's giant.
And he just
goes up. He keeps clicking the thing. Won't go off.
And then he goes and shake it. Boom! It blows up in his face. Yes!
Oh, man. We'll get into the Eastern Conference Finals and what the Rockets were able to do as far as that big-time win yesterday. Huge onions by them yesterday. We'll get to that next. You're in full swing today, man. You came into today's show just limbered up, ready to roll.
Yeah. Gosh.
Man, that was an impressive performance yesterday by the Rockets. Very, very impressive.
And now, I was originally gonna go to bed, but every time I walked by the TV, something happened, and it piqued my. I got to keep watching this. Tell me at the end of that game you didn't think it was going in overtime.
I missed the end of the game. I fell. Here's what happened.
Steph Curry missed a decent shot.
I saw. I've seen the end of it now.
Right.
But I fell asleep because it was third quarter and I'm on the couch and I saw the Warriors start making this run. Steph Curry go off. I'm like, this thing is over.
I know. And then And then they responded. They
crazy.
Made a little run.
I know. But I didn't think. You know, you think that the Rockets and with Chris Paul and with James Harden being, with the resume being what it is with them.
That they would spit the bit.
Fold up shop.
Right.
And I thought no shot. I thought this was, first of all, I thought no shot. You guys saw my text last night. I thought when it was 12-0, I'm like, over.
Right.
Over. Then James Harden had that nasty dunk on on Draymond Green.
Jeez,
how crazy! Do you have that call, Robbie, of Chris Webber? Chris Webber went so
he kept doing it.
He was so happy by this dunk by James Harden. It was so.
It's
excellent.
Almost like he didn't like Draymond Green, right?
Yes.
Harden with the drive. James Harden going right at Draymond Green, and a lot of chatter out there following that shot. Oh! 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 Oh!
Anything else you want to say?
Oh!
Chris, you okay?
Oh, it's nothing like a body-to-body dunk that puts a man on the ground, especially when a smaller player wins attacking him.
I think you're right. I think he doesn't like him.
But what's crazy about that game is that all they did was take turns on Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept doing the switch. And early in the game, it almost seemed like Golden State had figured out how to defend it. And then Harden, you know, he gets to the top of the key and start dribbling. I'm like, Here we go. But he made some shots.
Chris Paul was huge. Man, that was very impressive. And now they got two games in hand. It's the best 2 out of 3. It's still very difficult.
They better win the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Nut game.
That was the nut game. That was the nut game, Riles. That was the nut game.
Yeah. You know what else? Chris Paul missed one of the two free throws to leave it at 3.
Yep.
I'm like, oh. And you know, when they miss one of those free throws, what are you thinking? Oh, boy.
Well, why do you
this is going to come back to get
I wonder why. I wonder why Steve Kerr didn't call timeout late. I wonder why. Like, you know, is that just because that's not typically their style? Like, they're drawing stuff up out of timeouts. Like, they're very free-flowing.
Here's what I think. I think that when there's chaos and you have shooters on the floor, you have a better chance of getting an open shot because they don't have a chance to set up defense. And if a team's defense is questionable, then you don't want them to go and have a coach draw up something,
mm-hmm.
even though it's D'Antoni.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I thought was they're not in that situation very much. Like, they blow the doors off people a lot.
Yeah, but when
so
you got,
even as great as you are,
right.
I would just think, like, man.
You got three guys on the court can shoot from 30 feet.
Yeah.
So, like, which play are you going
to
draw up?
But because of that, I would feel like out of a timeout, you have so many options to go to. So, like, just when it looks like it's going awry, like, okay, look. We're not used to this situation. Why, you know, let's just recalibrate. Because with all the weapons they got, they'll be fine. They're going to find something out of a break.
Right.
So that was the only.
I mean, again, if I have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant, and then Draymond, who can also shoot a three, do I really need to draw anything up? You got four guys of the five that can legitimately shoot a three.
It's like you said, though. It's not so much just drawing up the play. I just felt like they were in a spot where it looked like it was getting out of hand. So, like, let's recalibrate.
Right.
Let's recalibrate.
Right. It started getting, like, late in that game, it was like street ball.
Yeah.
They were just going back and forth.
Fun, though. It's what this needed because we were getting down this path.
We had a poop fest. Yeah.
Just a poop fest. Like, now we got some drama here. You know, now the Rockets are going to be feeling a little bit froggy going into the building. They got two out of three in their spot. Let's see how the Warriors respond. This is kind of the first. This is the first little bit of adversity the Warriors have faced with Kevin Durant. First time they lost two games in a series with Kevin Durant. First time they lost at home with Kevin Durant. So it's cool to see. And then tonight's huge as well because you got the most Jekyll and Hyde team in. Well, here's what I'm looking forward to tonight.
They go back home. So, Gerald Green.
Yeah.
Guys like Eric Gordon, those guys.
Those guys will be feeling better about themselves.
Right.
But tonight, as far as the Eastern Conference Finals is concerned, you got all the Sully and Murphs who'll be lathered up. But I'm interested to see this. We had that story yesterday where LeBron James went off a little bit because a reporter said, hey, LeBron, why are you so slow during these games? Why is the statistics saying you're the slowest guy in the league?
So you know they're gonna sing a chant?
Well, yeah. I would definitely. The Boston's good a chance. I'll give them their props there.
But guess what? And you're gonna poke the bear, and he's gonna score 60 on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing though, Leroy. LeBron has been playing at this pace, and it's been working for him.
Is he gonna be sprinting up the court every time down the field?
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about. Is LeBron James now gonna be in burnout mode, and he's gonna see just like a bat out of hell, and is he going to gas out?
No. Really? You think he's that?
Dude, he's not Kal-El. He's not going to be able to just go forever. Yeah. You don't think LeBron James, where he's being called a slowpoke, he's not going to come out of these games just running up and down the floor? It's going to be like that game where he's like just, was it game two? Game two where he just came out scoring like crazy.
Yeah, game two, he had that ridiculous first half.
But now he's going to do it just coming tomahawks at your neck. And then we get to that third quarter. It's going to be... He's going to be tired like Goron.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he's...
Huffing and puffing.
Oh, my God.
Huffing and puffing.
Dude, he's not... Never mind.
He said it himself. He's the most tired player in the NBA.
So tired, yeah.
Right, so he's not going to go out and burn himself.
I think he is. Tonight's prove a point night. And you know what? He's going to be like, where are those tracking stats now?
Right.
Where are All those
right.
now?
All right.
Where are they at?
Like somebody going to be with on a speedometer and then behind the hoop, like catching a fastball?
I think LeBron James is going to probably buy the technology of the tracking system. And shut it down because he's so upset about that.
I mean, no, man. I'm telling you, you might not want to hear that, but one of the things you can say to get a player going is you're lazy or you're out of shape.
But it's obvious he's not.
No, it's not.
It is.
That stat.
That's what's crazy to me about it.
That stat, whatever that means, gives the impression that he's taking plays off.
But he is. It's not. It's kind of a necessary evil for him, isn't it?
Yeah, but you think
everybody does it. It's like a useless stat. It's kind of like the little weight on his shoulder, and he's just like LeBron.
Let me ask you a question.
He's like, LeBron, everyone's doing it.
But here's the other thing. If I took that stat and did it with anybody else in the playoffs, would it matter?
Depends. Depends who it was. But it definitely matters more because it's him.
As soon as you say LeBron, everybody's interested.
Yeah.
Well, man.
Because it's surprising. But he's going to come out. He's going to come out sprinting tonight. It's going to be like Usain Bolt.
No, he's going to remember like Shaq when Riley said he didn't get up and down the court. And then, who was it? It was when he was in L.A. And then he scored and then ran down the court. Yeah. Right. No. He's mm-hmm. Get out. So you think the Cavs are going to win?
I don't know, man. I really got no feel for it.
Isn't it crazy?
I got no
feel for it. It's like you just don't know. But I do know this.
I kind of feel like they're going to win the series. I don't know if they win tonight.
And so you think they'll come back and win two?
No, like I think they're definitely going to win game six. I think the Cavs definitely win game six.
So that's...
And game seven, I feel like I trust LeBron in the game seven more so than, man, 20-year-old Jason. I'm going to trust Jason Tatum, 20 years old. Jaylen Brown, 20 years old. Like, it's not going to go to Al Horford in a late game situation. So
they have game seven experience. Yeah, but it was against the Bucks.
It was against the Yes, exactly. They also didn't have experience. And
they had Greek Freak.
And you still don't know who their coach is. The dude with the glasses. Well, now it's Budenholzer.
Yeah, what? No, well, he only had one bad year, right?
Yeah, but they tanked. Like, it's not Budenholzer's fault.
I never could understand that. Like, you are purposely tanking. Get rid of your whole team. And you fired a coach.
Did they fire him, or they just mutually?
I think they mutually parted ways.
I think he wanted out. Still get his money.
That's Kenny. Well, it's probably offset because now he got a new deal.
He probably didn't want to be part of a rebuild.
You know who that didn't that happen with that? That's how they got their last coach too. Didn't Jason Kidd leave the Nets?
Well, the Nets traded him to the Bucks because he wanted to be general manager after like 1 year.
Hey, somebody said they're gonna chant slow like Seven Nation Army.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I would like to see that tonight.
Hey, and I'm telling you, don't poke the bear.
We'll get your headlines next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.